Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. Welcome to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, an easy one to remember it, weather.utexas.edu. It is Tuesday, the second day of November 2021. These are my audio weather thoughts for the next few days. We got some pretty big weather changes coming up for Austin and South Central Texas. We got up to 82 on Monday out at Camp Mabry and 81 at Austin-Bergstrom International Airport. And even though we have low clouds this morning and a little patchy fog, that should break and we'll probably end up pretty close to 80 this afternoon. Now, that's barring these clouds moving out. If indeed that happens, these weather changes will be pretty significant for Austin and for South Central Texas. So a south to southeasterly wind already in place. That can be proven by the fact we have our low clouds and fog back in place, the southeasterly wind off the Gulf of Mexico. All this begins to culminate with a southward moving cold front. And that cold front is already down this morning as far south as about Brady. It's come through the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Folks, a very shallow wedge of much cooler air. It's only 1,000 or 2,000 feet up once it moves in. Once you get above that, you're back in the south winds. Basically, the air has been transported upward over the top of that cooler air at the surface. And that's what we expect to move into the area, the cold front, sometime. Going to speed this up a little bit now. By late tonight into early tomorrow morning. So the cold front moves in. We turn cooler here on the ground. Keep in mind that cooler air is only a couple of thousand feet thick. And what happens after that is a mid and upper level disturbance. Pretty dynamic system will come in from the west. It's going to be lagging behind the front. You might expect, well, you get most of the lift with the front itself. That's where the showers and thunderstorms could be. But guess what? While that could happen, we'll see a few sprinkles with the front. The main chance of rain is going to be post-frontal, back in the cooler air once it arrives as the upper air disturbance moves overhead. Tomorrow afternoon, that'd be a Wednesday afternoon into Wednesday night and Thursday. National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center guidance suggests anywhere around a half inch to an inch of rain. Some are suggesting a little more than that. Some of the models are. So we'll have to watch it. But this is going to be a good soaking rain, but it's also going to be in a much cooler atmosphere as well as that cold front moves through. Once that system departs, the upper and mid-level system departs to the east by late, I think, Wednesday night into Thursday morning. We'll see the weather improve. Clouds are liable to linger for a lot of the day on Thursday, although the rain should end, I think, during the morning hours. And then by Thursday night, we clear out. Guess what? High pressure comes in the wake of that cold front, and it settles in for a few days. Really nice fall weather. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, even into Monday. Even though by then, the high will have moved off to the east, and the clockwise wind flow around it will bring the winds back to the southeast. So we'll begin to pick up a little moisture and warmer temperatures by early next week. But a little stint of fall weather, I think, for late week and into the weekend for Austin and for South Central Texas. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday, second day of November 2021. I'll update my 7-day forecast. You, of course, find that on the website. And also my audio weather thoughts. You'll find those updated as well. Tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, I hope you have a good Tuesday.